Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
You know, there's nothing like a good literary festival, especially one that just takes over an entire municipality. The third annual Read Local Red Hook Literary Festival will take place next weekend. That's April 11th and 12th throughout the village of Red Hook. The festival is full of free events celebrating local authors and featuring the likes of James Rahm, Valerie Martin, Gail Godwin, and the list goes on and on. We get a preview this morning from two of the organizers, as we say in the States, Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books and Music and Juliet Harrison of Red Hook Community Arts Network. It is a great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you again for having us back.
Yeah. We love having you here and talking about this very cool event. So let us begin with you, Juliet, of how this all came to be.
This is our third year of the Literary Festival, and it really is an opportunity to showcase the incredible talent that happens in the Hudson Valley. And as part of the Red Hook Community Arts Network, we decided that it was important that the arts were more than just visual arts and that people needed to know about the talented people who choose to live in Red Hook. And we wanted to bring that into the community and give them a free event.
Awesome. And that is important. I think when you look at, Susanna, when you look at the whole Read Local idea, but the talent that you're drawing from is so incredible.
Oh, absolutely. We are so, so lucky to have such a wealth of gifted writers in the Mid-Hudson Valley. I mean, it's just an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
And we have a really exceptional lineup this year. So, you know, every year we're able to bring in new folks, and it's really been fun to work on.
So what are you looking for when you are trying to put all this together?
I think we're sort of looking for to offer people a selection of different viewpoints. We sort of have panels that are focused on fiction or nonfiction. Young children and teenagers are sort of our four main author-driven panels. And we just try to, you know, give people some variety, get them to, meet authors that otherwise they wouldn't have the opportunity to do, and introduce them to some new voices as well.
Yeah, yeah. And really, you know, give everybody something to enjoy and something to be fascinated and interested in. One of the things we discovered last year was that there were a lot of budding writers also in the community. And so we also offer a panel discussion on the business of writing. And that was our most successful panel discussion last year.
You're going to have that again.
Yep.
That'll be one of the, you have a children's, I'll just go real quick through these and then we can talk about them specifically, but children's picture book event, The Business of Writing, a fiction lunch, the Hudson Valley YA Society, which has been huge, not just in this event, but throughout the year, a nonfiction panel, and then of course, signings and book sales. And then there will be an event at night, which we'll talk about as well. So a little bit of everything, and it's nice because it starts off with children's picture books, which I know is
one of my favorite things.
Yes, yes.
You know, getting kids excited about books, that's like basically what I'm all about. So to be able to include the little ones, you know, ages I would say 3 to 6, right off from the morning, you know, they won't make it through the whole day, but you know, bring them to the picture book event. It's going to be held at the Red Hook Library, which is one of our partners in the whole festival, along with Bard College, and it's just going to be a delight.
10 to 12, the children's picture book event, followed by The Business of Writing, and featuring one of my favorite writers, Abigail Thomas.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
She is a wonderful person. Actually, I know Abby as a part of her memoir writing group.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful to be able to ask her to participate, although she says she knows nothing about the business of writing. She is an amazing
That's
writer.
That's a lie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lie.
Totally.
She'll be joined by Bernadette Baker Bauman, who is a local literary agent, and Bruce McPherson, who is has his own publishing company, McPherson
yes.
and Company, which had a National Book Award winning novel a few years back.
Tinkers.
No, Lord
of
Misrule.
No, Lord of Misrule. I apologize.
No, that's okay. Tinkers was. That's all right. Belleville.
Right. Yeah, I apologize. Lord of Misrule.
Lord of Misrule.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
So he can certainly, you know, give an insight into what it's like to be almost a one-man publishing company that wins the National Book Award.
And gets totally overwhelmed by it. Absolutely.
Yeah, now what?
And this year we were really, really lucky also. We decided to change things up a little bit, and we've decided to do something we're calling the Fiction Lunch, which is an opportunity for people to not only sit and listen to the panelists, who will be incredible. We have Gail Godwin, Valerie Martin, and Corin Zielkis that day, but also they'll be able to purchase food for lunch, and the money for that will go back to supporting the festival for next year, and just make it kind of a little more informal and sociable setting for that, as opposed to a panelist up on a dais.
And that event's held at the historic Elmendorf Inn in Red Hook, which is one of our community's most wonderful treasured older buildings.
Absolutely, restored older buildings.
And that panel alone is just a wonderful example of just how great the talent is in the area. We just had Valerie Martin, she'll be on our book show. The new book is incredible. Ghost of Mary Celeste is absolutely amazing. And Gail Godwin is just one of my favorite humans. So
we feel very lucky to have been able to get them for this year.
Yeah, it's really cool. Look forward to hear about Corin's work too. Very, very neat. And then the Hudson Valley YA Society, and I know, again, this is I know something near and dear to your heart.
Yep, it's a recurring series that Oblong has hosted over the last 3 years. We do events every month, and so this month our event will be held at the festival, and we have a trio of wonderful authors, including Elliot Schrafer, who was a National Book Award finalist a couple of years ago for his book called Endangered, which is about a girl who rescues bonobos. So if you have kids who are interested in environmentalism and animals, this is a great event to bring them to.
I thought you were going to say if you have kids who are interested in rescuing bonobos.
Well, obviously, yeah. Come on. Who isn't?
Well, that's true. Who isn't? And that takes place from 2 to 4 at the Red Hook Public Library. And then at the Village Hall at 2:15, you have your nonfiction panel.
Mm-hmm. James Rahm, who is a fantastic classics professor at Bard College. Jenny Brown, who is head of the Woodstock Farm Animal Sanctuary. And Jack Kelly, who's just a fantastic local historian. It's going to be a blast.
Very neat. Yeah. Yes, very cool. And not just because the name of Jack's book is Gunpowder. Okay. and then at night, you have a Stories on Stage event, and this seems very cool. How does it work?
This is something that we put together kind of along the lines of Selected Shorts. It's put together by Nina Shengold, not only an amazing writer and dramatist herself, but also the literary editor of the Chronogram magazine and a good friend. And she put together a group of actors that she's familiar with who are also Hudson Valley residents. And they all read short stories by Hudson Valley writers. And it's just a fantastic event. This year, I think it's going to be a lot of humorous stories. And we're really excited about it. We have Wolf by George Sanders, which will be read by David Smillo. We have A Sock Puppet by Teresa Giordano, which is an amazing story. And the first time it will be read in public, read by Lori Wilner. Over the Edge is a T.C. Boyle story, which Carrie Harrison will be reading. And we are thrilled to get him. And My First 100 Years in Show Business, which is was written and will be performed by Mary Louise Wilson, but best known recently for her role in Nebraska. So it's going to be a great night. Again, free and open to the public, and that takes place at the Linden Avenue Middle School in Red Hook.
That's very, very cool. So, when it's all said and done, what do you think this does for the community? What do you think this shows off about the community?
Oh, I think it shows off both as we said before, the incredible talent that lies within the Hudson Valley, but also shows that Red Hook is involved and interested in that. It brings people into Red Hook. It'll allow people, because we choose different venues, to have a walk through the village and see all that the village has to offer in the way of great places to eat and wonderful architecture to look at and stores to go into. And it's a really wonderful, close community. And I think it's a community that really does appreciate literature. We have a fine library, and it's been one of the strongest building populations of library cardholders in the Hudson Valley.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, Red Hook is an incredible village. I've been happy to call it my home for 7 years, and I'm just really excited to bring more people to see our little town. If you've never been to Red Hook, this is the perfect weekend to come.
I love Red Hook. When you think about what it does ultimately for the book business, for your stores, and by ultimately making people aware of these writers, I mean, there is a connection, of course.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for us, even though our store is not in Red Hook, naturally, I have a very strong allegiance to the Red Hook community, and bringing attention to some of these authors that people otherwise wouldn't have known were their neighbors, I think is a really amazing thing.
Yeah, but you're not far. I mean,
we're just 10 minutes.
Yeah,
you know?
You're 10 minutes away, and that's one of the stores.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. So that's very cool. Julia, tell us a little bit as we sort of zoom out and just take a look at what Red Hook Community Arts Network is all about, because this is just one of the festivals and events that you do throughout the year.
Absolutely. About 4.5 years ago, we started this organization called the Red Hook Community Arts Network, and we have basically a threefold mission. The first part of that being an opportunity to create a network between all the creative people within the community so that they have a support system within each other and they get familiar with each other, but also then the next step bringing the community and the artists and creative people together. And again, as I said before, this is visual arts, creative writing, performing arts as well, and allowing the community itself to be aware of what incredible talent it is. And then, of course, the final goal, to bring outsiders into Red Hook and show them what a wonderful place it is to live, to come as tourists, or even to bring a business into.
Yeah.
So okay. That's kind of our whole plan. We have a gallery where we do about 10 art shows a year. We have an outdoor sculpture show that goes on during the course of the summer. We have a film festival that we partner with that goes on in the fall as well.
I know, I live in a small town, our at least my motto always is, you know, come in, see everything. Enjoy the beauty of the area, spend a lot of money, eat at the restaurants, shop at the stores, and then go home.
Yeah. And then come back again sometime.
or stay and move into the area and bring your business into the area.
Yeah, that's maybe where we differ, but go ahead. That's just my mantra. I am not a spokesman for the chamber.
Yeah, we want to keep the storefronts filled, and that was really a primary purpose with Red Hook Cam when we started. There were empty storefronts, and we were, you know, frightened by what that means, and we really felt that there needed to be a way to bring people in and fill those storefronts and have thriving businesses and bringing economic health to a community.
You know, I think you used a word that I don't think is too strong, which is frightening. When because I believe that these small villages are the instant barometer of our economy.
Absolutely.
We see it when you see an upturn or a downturn.
Yep.
You see it on the in these small villages.
Yep.
Right away.
Right.
Immediately.
When we started Red Hook Community Arts Network, there were, I believe, 12 empty storefronts or business-oriented rentals within the village of Red Hook.
Right.
There are 3 or 4 now, and those are only recently empty, and they're turning over already. We are very proud to know that there's an economic health that's developing in Red Hook, and it was frightening. You lose a couple of big storefronts in a small community, and it can spell the death knell for a small community, especially when there are malls not too far away for people to go to. And this, you know, we're very proud of the fact that Red Hook has rebounded and continues to do so.
And it takes a lot of hard work to get it back. And also, I would add, I think you're absolutely right. I think it takes the arts as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The arts, there's a whole theory of creative placemaking. The arts being used to create economic health for business in a community.
Well, it's one of my favorite places on earth, and you're two of my favorite people. So put all that together,
that works
and well. It's a pretty good time. The third annual Read Local Red Hook Literary Festival will take place next weekend, April 11th and 12th. You were nice enough to invite me, and I had to say no because I'm going to be in the Caribbean. But my excuse hopefully was good.
It was. It was really
but
good.
Just know that there is a part of me, especially since one of it will be a travel day, that I would much rather be with you.
And we would love to have you some year.
sounds great. You can go to wamc.org/roundtable to find out about the festival. Susanna Herman, Juliet Harrison, love to you both. thank you so much for the wonderful work you're doing, and have a great, great festival.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.